So let's review. Our shir began with a continuation of a discussion from the previous daf. But before we continue, being that today is Purim, it's important to appreciate the chashivas of our learning Torah, especially today. And of course, it's important to get into a Simchas Purim de Gemud. So let's see, what do we have over here? All right. Okay, now this is definitely good. Now let's see, what else do we got over here? This is good. Now I believe we're ready to learn. So let's review. Our shir began with a continuation of a discussion from the previous daf of what Rabbi Yehuda holds about fruit juices that ooze from tutim v'rimonim, berries and pomegranates that were stam. They were not put away with any specific intention, neither for eating nor for juicing. The Gemara asks, Besav Rabbi Yehuda stam aser? Does Rabbi Yehuda indeed hold, as the Brice in yesterday's daf said, that such juices would be aser, similar to lamashkin, when they were intended for juicing? It would seem otherwise in the Mishneh Machshirin that says, Hamashkin hayitzim hen l'ratzin t'meyin, shloy l'ratzin t'hoir. Liquids that ooze out of zeisim anovim, olives and pomegranates. And the Gemara adds that so too regarding tutim rimonim, berries and pomegranates, l'ratzin, if he wants the liquid to emerge, they are considered mashkin and can make food susceptible to tumah. Shaloi l'ratzin, if there was no express desire for the liquids to come out of the fruits, even if there was no express desire for the juices not to come out, the liquids are not considered mashkin and cannot make food susceptible to tumah. Apparently, according to this Mishnah, stam, when there is no specific desire for juices to emerge, it's considered shaloi l'ratzin. We assume the owner does not want them to emerge. If that is the case, there should be no problem with using such liquids on Shabbos, since there is no reason to assume that the person will come to squeeze the juices from the fruit. The Gemara gives two answers. First, the term shaloi l'ratzin in the Mishnah does not mean stoma, that the person had no preference whether the liquid comes out. Rather, it means he specifically does not want it to come out. In fact, the term ratzin means stoma, which is in accord with the Braisa, which considered stam to be like lamashkin. Second, Shani Sali Zesim Anovim. Maybe the Mishnah Machshirin is limited to juices of olives and grapes that seep through the baskets, where even if the person does not expressly say so, it is obvious that he is unhappy with the liquid seeping out since it will be lost. Parenthetically, the Mishnah Machshirin also mentions an important machloikis whether chalav behema, animal's milk that came out accidentally, is machshir foods to become tameh. The Tanakhama holds it is machshir only if he was pleased that the milk came out. Reb Kiva holds that it's machshir l'kabel tumah, whether or not he was pleased that it came out, just as chalavisha, a woman's milk is machshir l'kabel tumah, either way. The Gemara now returns to that which Shmuel said on the previous daf, that Reb Yehuda would agree with the Rabbanan that juices that ooze from olives and grapes would always be aser, because olives and grapes are mostly used for their oil and wine, and even though he now happens to use them for eating, he might change his mind to squeeze them. The Rabbanan would agree with Reb Yehuda that juice that oozed from other fruits that are meant to be eaten would always be mutter because he will not squeeze them. They only argue betutim v'rimoinim, regarding berries and pomegranates, which are sometimes juiced, but not as commonly as olives and grapes. In support of Shmuel's opinion, Rav Nachman Yitzchok cites a brisa which explicitly states that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Rabbanan regarding olives and grapes, and their machlekes is regarding berries and pomegranates. However, that brisa does not discuss what their opinions would be regarding other fruits that are generally eaten. Therefore, the Gemara now asks, Rabbanan demoydilay Rabbi Yehuda b'sha peris minolan. From where do we know that the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to fruits other than olives and grapes, or berries and pomegranates, that juice that ooze from them are mutter? The Gemara answers that we have a brisa that allows even deliberate juicing of plums and various types of apples, fruits that are usually eaten and not juiced. Certainly one may drink their juices that oozed out on their own. The brisa also states, avaloi b'rimoinim. However, we may not juice pomegranates, since they are a fruit that is normally juiced. In fact, Shabbat Menashe bar Menachem, ha'yisichtim b'rimoinim. In the household of Menashe bar Menachem, they would always make pomegranate juice. The Gemara offers two suggestions of what the brisa meant in citing the behavior of Menashe bar Menachem. Rav Nachman explains that even a single household's custom of juicing their pomegranates is enough to consider them fruits used for juicing. He derives this from Rav Lez's opinion that thistles growing in a vineyard are important enough to make the vineyard klai karam, a forbidden mixture of grapevines and other produce, since Baravya mekaimen koitze sadis ligmalein. In Arabia, they maintain thistles to feed their camels. Apparently, even if a single place considers something significant, we consider it significant for every halacha. However, the Gemara differentiates between a Ravi where an entire city or region acts this way, and a single individual like Menashe ben Menachem, whose behavior is butla daita etz kol adam, considered insignificant in light of the overwhelming majority of people who act differently. The Gemara's second explanation is that normally fruits not used for juicing, such as plums and apples, may be squeezed on Shabbos only for the purpose of sweetening the fruit, but pomegranates may not be squeezed for this purpose because we're concerned that he will come to squeeze it for its juice. The concern that somebody might come to squeeze for juice can be justified by the fact that Menashe ben Menachem used to squeeze pomegranates for their juices. As part of the discussion, the Gemara cites a statement of Rav Chisda. Tiradin shesachtan b'nesanam b'mikvah, poishlanes ha-mikvah b'shinamara. Beetroots that fell into a mikvah and changed the color of the water invalidates the entire mikvah. The Gemara originally assumed that beetroots invalidates a mikvah because it is considered a mashka, a significant beverage in its own right. Abaye also holds that only something that is considered a mashka can invalidate a mikvah, and that is why moihel, the initial liquid that drips from an olive, would invalidate a mikvah, because it is considered a real mashka. Rapov, however, disagrees and holds that even something that is not considered a mashka can invalidate a mikvah. Beet juice invalidates a mikvah simply because in oisim emen a mikvah leketchila, you cannot make a mikvah out of it in the first place. Rava agrees with this approach regarding moihel, the initial liquid that drips from an olive, that it invalidates a mikvah not because it is a mashka in its own right, but because in oisim emen a mikvah leketchila, you cannot make a mikvah out of it in the first place. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol. The malach of schita is extracting mashka from oichel, liquid from food. Therefore, one may squeeze grapes directly into a pot of food because mashka habala oichel, oichel hu, juice that was squeezed out to begin with for the purpose of mixing it with food is considered food, not a drink. Of course, grapes may not be squeezed into an empty bowl. Based on this principle, Rav Chisda says, one may milk a goat directly into a pot of food, but not into a bowl. This discussion, which continues on the following daf, is also relevant to whether it is machshir lekabel tuma. If it's considered a mashke, it does. If it's considered an oichel, it does not. As we all know, nothing happens by chance. Our daf dealt extensively with mashke hayyitim min anavim, a significant beverage which comes out of grapes, wine, which is of course relevant to the chayves hayyim, our obligations of today, Purim, to drink wine, ad layada, until we don't know the difference between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So, let's pour ourselves a glass of wine and drink a l'chaim, celebrate the holy day of Purim. L'chaim, afrei lechem Purim from all of us at Daf HaChaim.